Chevron is in the oil business, and like it or not, we pretty much all fuel that industry. It's not just when we drive our cars. Petroleum is in ink, in soap, in deodorants, in eyeglasses, paint, crayons, and of course, in plastic bags. But not so much in San Francisco. In February, the City Board of Supervisors approved the expansion of a ban on single-use plastic bags. The stricter ordinance goes into effect on Monday, expanding the supermarket ban to restaurants, hardware stores, gift shops, and virtually all retailers in the city. But it won't stop there. To discourage the use of single-use bags altogether, there'll be a 10-cent charge if you take a bag at checkout, plastic, paper, or compostable. Consumers aren't going to be the only ones on the hook. Stores will face fines for providing free bags. It all means that in San Francisco, the paper or plastic dilemma will be a question of the past. But there's another question we're not asking enough. Is the ban really helping our planet? KALW's Antoinette Sue reports.
Katy Perry's self-empowering anthem, Firework, is about teenage angst. Many of her songs are. But if you take her lyrics literally, you might hear a subtle message of environmental awareness.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again?
San Francisco supervisors sometimes get that feeling too. But when it comes to passing legislation banning plastic bags, they're not afraid to show their true colors.
Supervisor Avalos?
Aye.
Avalos, aye. President Chu?
Aye.
Chu, aye. Supervisor Cohen?
Aye.
Cohen, aye.
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 There are 10 ayes.
The amendment is approved. President Chu, to the item as amended.
Simply put, San Francisco officials care about the environment, and their efforts go way back.
San Francisco is poised to be the first city in the United States to move forward on legislation of this type.
In 2007, then-Supervisor Ross Mercurimi trumpeted the city's plastic bag ban.
This is revolutionary, and yet it's very simplistic on the face.
We have a goal of zero waste, and as audacious as that seems, I'm absolutely convinced we'll get there.
In 2009, then-Mayor Gavin Newsom told Current TV about his 10-year green plan.
So I've gotten rid of styrofoam takeout containers. That's why we've been aggressive on the water bottle issue more than any other city in America. That's why we banned plastic bags, and that's been replicated across the planet, including China.
Green's always been go in San Francisco. Mandatory recycling and composting has allowed the city to exceed its goal of diverting 3/4 of materials away from landfill. Plastic-reducing environmental policies regularly meet unanimous approval. But here's the thing. The initiatives aren't necessarily better for the environment.
San Francisco hasn't done any kind of study on the environmental impacts of plastic or paper or reusable bags. Never.
Stephen Joseph is counsel for the Save the Plastic Bag Coalition. Time magazine has called him the patron saint of plastic bags.
The paper is much worse for the environment than plastic, by many times worse, and that San Francisco had not taken that into account.
Paper bags are bulky compared with plastics. Estimates say plastic bags take up only 0.4% of landfill space, while paper bags take more than twice that.
We have to take steps to reduce paper in landfills because plastic doesn't decompose in a landfill, which is a good thing. I mean, environmentalists shriek when I say that, but you don't want anything decomposing in a landfill because it turns into greenhouse gases when it does.
Plastic bags take anywhere from 500 to 1,000 years to break down. And there are other arguments for plastic over paper. The American Progressive Bag Alliance found in 2007 that paper bags emit 2 to 3 times more greenhouse gases than their plastic counterparts. The same study concludes that paper bags take 4 times as much energy to make as plastic bags. But shoppers do need something to put their stuff in. So plastic bags are definitely a problem, but paper is not the solution. A more viable plan is initiating a trend toward reusing, and that's the next environmental frontier for the city of San Francisco.
We're not saying that businesses can't provide a bag. Right. There will just be a minimal charge for it.
That's Regina Dickendreese, the director of San Francisco's Office of Small Business. Come October 1st, the city will expand its existing plastic bag ban. All retailers must enforce the ban in their stores and charge a 10-cent fee for all bags at checkout.
From what I've seen, I think businesses now are trying to reduce their current inventory, if their current inventory of bags are not complying, making sure that they're, you know, reducing that down. And I have been to some businesses where they are aware, and they are aware of the timeline, and so have done a gentle reminder.
But Stephen Joseph thinks the measures go too far. His Save the Plastic Bag Coalition is filing a lawsuit against the city for not presenting an environmental impact report.
In the sense that a paper bag fee is being charged, 10 cents is better than zero, but it's nowhere near enough. But the bigger problem with all of this is, why are they banning plastic bags in the first place? Is it really necessary? Is it good for the environment? Is there a real problem with plastic bags?
Plastic bags are one of the most commonly retrieved items on Coastal Cleanup Day every single year.
Allison Chan works with the environmental organization Save the Bay. I meet her in Golden Gate Park, one of few places in the city where refuse doesn't litter the streets.
The data published by the Ocean Conservancy every year shows that plastic bags are consistently at the top of the list. So you can't make that up. And then you also can't make up the fact that we're finding wildlife ingesting these products, and that it that our cities are finding them clogging our storm drains, and that's actually an expense to our cities. Mm-hmm. So not only is this an environmental issue, but this becomes an economic burden for our cities as well.
It costs the city an estimated $8.5 million a year to manage waste resulting from plastic bags. But things are changing. San Francisco has seen 15% growth in the use of reusable bags since 2007. Chan says people elsewhere are taking notice.
There are legislators and statewide organizations that are also trying to make sure that plastic bag bans not only happen at the regional level, but statewide as well.
Rather than paying fees every visit to the store, shoppers may turn to reusable bags. As San Francisco moves forward with legislation and continues searching for waste solutions, the culture of reusing what we already have will be as important as ever to raise our city's sustainable standards. And the environmental awareness could have a ripple effect. When it comes to landmark policies, what happens in San Francisco doesn't just stay in San Francisco. For Cross Currents, I'm Antoinette Sioux.